Give me a sense of what your run looked like.
Well, I started 10 minutes after 4 in the morning. My brother Jeremy came out with me. He's been doing some running, and he wanted to get a marathon in. So he ran a marathon that morning with me. Our route was, we had the shelter out at Shoemaker, and kind of a nice spot to run out the road to school bus turnaround and back in, and then into town around the pool and back out, which was about 25 miles. It wasn't just myself. I had a lot of support runners and people that were kind of out to do their own personal best. Jeremy ran a marathon. And then Sig Decker came on, and he did 16 miles. And then I had George Benson run about 7 miles. Julie and Andrea came on and ran a few miles. And then Dale McMurn, he's been running a lot, and he's always done marathons and such, and he kind of had the idea he wanted to do 50 miles. So after I did 50 miles, I took a little break, and he came on, and we ran the last 50 miles together. And for his age, I mean, he's almost 60, so I think that's a really big deal, you know, just as big of a deal as me running 100, because that kind of shows you that age doesn't have to be quite so limiting. And yeah. And it's really nice to have somebody there with you, you know. It's just kind of that factor when you're suffering and somebody else is suffering, you kind of share it together.
So how long did it take you?
I think it took me 9 hours to do the first 50 miles, and it took about 10 and a half for the second 50. My legs started bugging me around mile 70, 75, and I wasn't really prepared to run this 100 miles.
I find that hard to believe.
So what I had to prepare was, I've been the last 6 months working out in a remote spot on Prince of Wales, and all I had was 0.7 miles of a logging road, and I work all day, and so the only time I had to run was at night. It was just back and forth on this 0.7 miles of logging road.
Give me a sense of what kind of running you've done before. Like, what was the longest run you've done previous to this?
I've done a couple marathons before. Again, not a lot of training going into them. But last year on my 30th, I decided to run 30 miles for my birthday. I wasn't prepared for that either. a late night following, but... And then I decided, well, if I can do that in the conditions I did it, why not try the Ironman? That was kind of what set my brain to realize the potential of what I could do and what the human body can do. So that kind of, I just kind of keep up in the bar. I've always wanted to see what I'm really capable of. And like crawling across the finish line to me is so like the thought of that is to really push yourself so hard that it's almost impossible is kind of what gets me going. So,
okay. And last question, what are you going to do in 2019?
I've been looking, probably something bigger. Maybe another run. There's an extreme triathlon, which is like, Ironman, but in tough conditions and mountainous and stuff. But I think like a 150-mile run through the mountains or something would be pretty epic. But just something to keep raising the bar and kind of pushing myself. So,
okay. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.